Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my god, Ross, total head back.
The old man swings into the gaff and it's straight away obvious that he's in a bit of a state.
68 years, he goes. 68 bloody well years. That's how long it is since I've missed a Five or Six Nations championship match at Lansdowne Road.
I'm like, dude, it's fucking midnight.
22nd of January, 1955, he goes. That was my first match, and me just a chap. My father took me to witness the debut of a young Dr. Sir Anthony Joseph Francis O'Reilly. Ireland 3, France 5, quote unquote. I blabbed all the way home in the car. My father said, never mind the result. That young chap you saw win his first cap today will be the greatest Irish player to ever lace boots. And you can tell everyone that you were there from the very start. And I did, Ross. I think in my first 20 years in business, I dropped it into introductions.
I'm like, dude, are you twisted?
He goes, I've never missed a match, Ross. Throughout the lean years of the 60s, all those bloody well wooden spoons, the Five Nations Championship win of 1974, the Triple Crowns of the 1980s, England put to the sword at Croke Bloody Well Park, of all places, then the Grand Slam of 2009. I saw it all, kicker, for almost 70 years. But it's coming to an end, Ross. Let the record show that when Ireland take on Wales on the 5th day of February 2022, Charles O'Carroll Kelly will be marked as absent.
I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, it seems that as a condition of admission to the so-called Aviva Stadium, all patrons must be, inverted commas, vaccinated.
I laugh. No choice in the matter.
And, well, he goes, you know New Republic's position on the vaccine, Ross.
That it will turn us all into woke, godless, fennel-munching, sustainable, energy-loving liberals, I go.
He's like, that's it. Got it in a nutshell.
But you've actually been vaccinated, I go. And boosted? Didn't some doctor mate of Hennessy's get his hands on a shitload of the stuff, even before the elderly and the vulnerable got it?
If he was a doctor, Ross, it was only in the sense that Sir Anthony Joseph Francis O'Reilly was a doctor. No, I think this chap had something to do with spinal injuries in horses. That's why I don't have one of these famous vaccination certs.
Ronan can get you a cert, I go. I think his mate Nudger is actually selling them.
Hennessy's got a chap who deals in them too, he goes. But that's not the issue, Ross. Don't you see that if people see me at the match in all my famous glory, not to mention my lucky camel hair coat, they'll know that I've been vaccinated, and they'll think me a hypocrite.
But you are a fucking hypocrite.
That's a gross libel, Ross. I would argue that, like a great many politicians, I have a public position as well as a private position. But if my private position ever became public, well, I suspect that it wouldn't play well with the public, private or not.
I laugh. I'm there. This was actually worth getting out of bed for.
He goes, I'm glad you find it so amusing, Ross, that for the first time in nigh on 7 decades, the chaps will have to face into a championship match at Lansdowne Road without Charles O'Carroll Kelly roaring them on. Hennessy said it won't be the same.
No, I go, it'll be quieter. People will be able to actually watch the match without having to tell you to sit down and shut the fuck up every 30 seconds.
People enjoy my running commentary on the games, kicker. As someone once said, it may have even been me, my match analysis is as much a part of the colour and pageantry of the occasion as a pint in Donny and Nesbitt's beforehand.
How many times have you been punched, I go? I saw someone try to throw you over the edge of the stand once.
Like the chap said, all part of the pageantry. Aren't you going to invite me in, Ross?
No, Surika doesn't want you in the house.
Why on earth not?
Because you haven't been vaccinated.
But I have been vaccinated and boosted.
The public don't know that, though.
I beg your pardon?
As in, like, the neighbours?
Oh, I understand you now.
Her private position is that you're welcome here any time, but her public position is that you can get back in your chauffeured car there and fuck off.
I see. Who'd be a politician, eh, Ross?
Hang on, I go, because I've got my phone in my hand and I'm reading the IRFU guidelines. It says here that you can attend the match as long as you can prove that you have immunity. You can either show them that you're fully vaccinated or that you've recovered from COVID within the last 6 months.
I'm familiar with the guidelines, Ross.
But you've recovered from COVID. Didn't you have it before Christmas?
Yes, but that was as a private citizen. As a public representative, I don't want people to know that I've had it.
Oh yeah, what? With you telling people for about a year that it didn't even exist?
I didn't say it didn't exist, Ross. I said it was created on a petri dish as part of a plan by the world's political and financial elite to socially and economically cripple the planet and create the conditions that will allow a restructuring in how the world is governed.
But you don't actually believe that?
Publicly, yes. Privately, don't be ridiculous. So you can see my dilemma.
It's great that you're not actually going to be there. I'll be able to actually hear myself think while I'm taking notes in my rugby tactics book.
Unless, he suddenly goes.
And I'm like, unless what? With a note of dread in my voice.
Unless, he goes, I go to the match wearing some sort of clever disguise.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.